Chapter 6. Hello, America. I wonder how soon it will be before we know if anybody has read our pieces, said Corey. A couple of weeks had gone by, and the town was starting to get back to normal. The streets were clean, and the power lines had been repaired. There wasn't so much as a puddle to be seen. I will never get used to seeing our poor library in such bad shape, said Nina as they got closer. Me neither, said Lisa. I just hope that we can raise some funds. Even if we hear from only a few people, at least we'll have made a difference. What's going on up ahead? Asked Lou. Look at all the cars and buses, Kelsey said. Why, some of those buses are from out of state. Look, there's even a limousine. And what are all those TV cameras doing there? All the reporters are talking to Mr. Sturch, said Corey. Said Kelsey. Maybe the library is too damaged to be rebuilt. Let's think positive, said Lou. As they passed the library, they waved at Mr. Sturch. And there they are, he called out to them. The young people who made it all possible, the Book Brigade. Suddenly, every camera turned their way. A flurry of microphones and lights swarmed toward them. Everyone watched. The familiar face of Mrs. Nicholson appeared. Children, said their teacher, this is Amy Green, host of the morning news show Hello America. I feel like a reporter today, too, she added, because I have wonderful news. A lot of people have visited your website. They've read what you wrote. I don't understand, said Lou. How did you find out about us? Who are these people? Asked Nina.